Psalm 3:3 says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." Oh, yes. Isn't that great to know that He is the lifter of our heads? I just love it, friend. Hey, so good to fellowship with you. Welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship right here on this final day of January 2016. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got my cup of coffee here. I'm ready for just another opportunity to fellowship with you and magnify King Jesus. And let's do it together. Amen. So we got some great God-honoring music on the way, including this one from Selah. It's called More and More of You, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you. You have given us so much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. Thank you for your love, Father, this is what we're living for. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. With your fire, give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. More and more and more and more of you.
Isn't that a great song? It's Selah and more of you. Hey, so good to fellowship with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship. And course, Valentine's Day is what? Just a couple of weeks away? Falls on a Sunday this year. And, you know, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think about that. That while we were still sinners, I'm going to be honest with you, it is easier, not easy, but easier to forgive somebody who has done an offense to you that was in the past, right? Something they did maybe years ago, months ago, but it is hard to forgive somebody when they're still doing the offense to you. But God demonstrated his own love for us that while we were still sinning against him, he died for us. You know, Billy Graham once said, God proved his love on the cross. While Christ hung and bled and died, it was God's way of saying to the world, I love you.
He loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on Mountain Peak. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And he smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in the harmony. All creation joins in unity, sing to him majestic symphony. But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners are made clean, lift their voices loud and strong. Let those burdens by his blood lift to him a song of love. As they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am. Listen as a newborn soul sings, I have been redeemed. That's his favorite song of all.
listening to Sunday Worship. Today, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, when you have some time, maybe today or in the next day or so, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. We post pretty much every day some great encouraging quotes and Bible scriptures and lots of other great stuff as well. So be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You know, I heard somebody say, a while back, that there's nothing more powerful than the heart of a volunteer. I think that's so true. We got many volunteers here at the ministry. And, you know, it's so easy to get into the mindset that serving God is a chore. It's our job. It's our duty. We have to do it. The fact of the matter is that God loves a cheerful giver. He loves a volunteer. You know, when I think of that verse, the first thing that comes to mind is monetary giving. But God wants us to cheerfully volunteer every good thing He has so mercifully allowed for us to have. Things we often take for granted. Our time, energy, abilities, talents, our homes, cars, families, all that we have, all that He has cheerfully given to us. So friend, let's make it a point to volunteer some of these things to the Lord this week. Let's begin to bless the Lord and bless those around us, and let's do it cheerfully.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart, yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. It's all about you. It's all about you. Thank you. my heart, into my heart. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. Yeah. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song.
Oh, yes, keeping the main thing. The main thing, friend, it is all about Jesus, keeping him at the center of our lives. What a great song to put things back into focus. That's Matt Redman and The Heart of Worship. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. You know, Matthew 14:23, this is Jesus here. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. You know, friend, there were times that Jesus separated himself from the multitudes, and there are times when we, you and me, need to separate ourselves from our own lives and ministry and spend some time with our Lord. So here on this Sunday, whatever you may be dealing with, whatever it may be, you may just need to separate yourself and climb up to spend some time with the Lord. Get centered on him and focus on what he's calling you to do. God wants us to learn to climb to the top of that mountain and focus all of our lives on his will. So let's take some time out this weekend and spend some time with Jesus.
Prevail, for we know in Christ all things are.
We walk by faith and not by sight. I love that song. That is music from Keith and Kristen Getty. Friend, I pray that you're doing well today, and I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. And in fact, be sure to mark down Thursday night, April 7th. I know we've been talking about it for, well, quite some time now, but it's coming closer. I'll tell you, here we are. Tomorrow's going to be February, and the next thing you know, Thursday night, April 7th, we'll be here. It's the 20th birthday extravaganza celebration here at Great News Radio, celebrating 20 years of ministry. And we're going to have that celebration at Lincoln Square Mall. It all gets underway at 6 p.m. Dr. Erwin Lutzer will be there as the special speaker for the night. The singing men of GNN will be singing, and the Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be there as well, putting on a great skit as well. So lots of stuff coming up, so circle it down on your calendar, Thursday night, April 7th, and you can get more details on the night and the event by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. It's going to be a great night. My family and I, we're going to be there and celebrate what God has done, what he's doing, and what we know he will continue to do here at the ministry. Hey, in the meantime, you can catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, our time is coming to an end here, but just remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.